Last time I shared about predestinated, part one. In the first part of the teaching, we talk about Abraham's background, where he came from, since Adam to Seth, from Noah to Shem and Eber, from which the Hebrew identity came from. And we also talk about his relationship with God and how his believing was counted unto him for righteousness. We read Ephesians chapter 1, and where in verse 5 says that God predestinated us unto sonship, very much the same way he predestinated Abraham and his offsprings unto adoption. Now, sonship from the Greek is the blessing as son, and it's completely different than adoption. In the same way, the administration of the law of Moses was way different than the administration of grace in which we live today. And I know we all are very thankful for that. And what you just shared about living our life in Christ today is what that grace made available. But thanks to Abraham's belief that was counted unto him for righteousness, God blessed us with his grace, as he blessed many in the Old Testament with his mercy. In the book of Matthew chapter 1, if you want to go there, Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. The book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judas and his brethren. And Judas begat Phares, and Sarah, and Tamar, and Phares begat Esrom, and Esrom begat Aram, and Aram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nahshon, and Nahshon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz of Rahab, and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king, and David the king begat Solomon of her that has been the wife of Uriah. So through these names, we can see the heart of a merciful God, because Abraham's belief reached all of them. Rahab was a harlot. Ruth was a Moabite. And Judah, one of the sons of Jacob, slept with Tamar, the wife of his children. And King David killed Uriah and took his wife to hide his sin. So we can see forgiveness and mercy are written all over these names with capital letters. But you know what? They did something for God or for God's people to be able to hang on Abraham's belief, which was counted unto him for righteousness. And on the long run, that righteousness reached all the way unto us. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 said, "Blessed be the God of and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will." See, what Jerry just shared, it goes very, very well with this, because God's will for us is that we get blessed with all spiritual blessings today. And we are, thanks to the complete work of his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is what pleased God when he chose us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in agape. And because of the good pleasure of his will, he predestinated us unto sonship by Christ Jesus, not adoption, sonship. The difference between sonship and adoption lies in the phrase by Christ Jesus, meaning that God himself predestinated us to be his children by seed. That is what the phrase by Christ Jesus means, because Jesus carried the blood of the divine, and through and by his blood is that we were saved, and we are saved today. And as the book of Galatians says, in Galatians chapter 3:26, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. We are not God's adopted children, nor illegitimates, as the Jews considered Jesus was. In the Gospel of John chapter 8, says that Jesus was teaching the people in the temple. There is where the story of the woman supposedly caught in adultery is, and where when the scribes and Pharisees tried to trick Jesus to accuse him, but he confronted them, saying, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And they all left. And in verse 12 that Jerry just read, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So the scribes and Pharisees continued to accuse Jesus through the whole chapter. If you have read the chapter 8 of John, you'll see it. We'll read some. In verse 18, John chapter 8, verse 18, I am the one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bear witness of me. Then say they unto him, where is thy Father? Jesus answered, ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, you should have known my Father also. These are the so-called Jews. The dictionary defines them as a member of the people and cultural community whose traditional religion is Judaism, and who trace their own origins to the ancient Hebrew people of Israel, to Abraham. But originally, the term Jews referred to the people of either the kingdom of Judea or the tribe of Judah, one of the 12 tribes of Israel. I'll share a little story. Solomon was the last king who governed the 12 tribes together. But after his death, the kingdom was divided into two. Solomon fell because he disobeyed God by marrying women from all nations and adopting their idolatries. The Bible says that he had 300 wives, princesses, and 400 concubines for every known pagan nation. So imagine. You don't have to go there, but I'll read some for you. In 1 Kings, verses 4 through 10, tells that when Solomon was old, his wife turned away his heart after their other gods. He went after all the pagan gods and did evil in the sight of the Lord. He also built high places to Chemosh, god of Moab, and to Moloch, of the god of the Ammonites, in the hills before Jerusalem, and burned incense and sacrificed unto them. So we can see how a man that was chosen by God at the end decided to change and take a wrong turn. First Kings chapter 11 verse 11. I'll read this too. Wherefore, the Lord say unto Solomon, for as much as this is done of thee, and thou hast not kept my commandments and my statutes, which I have commanded thee, I will surely rend the kingdom from thee, and I will give it to thy servant. Notwithstanding, in thy days I will not do it for David, thy father's sake, but I will rend it out of the hands of thy son. Howbeit, I will not rend away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to the son, to thy son, for David, my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, which I have chosen. So God told Solomon that he was take away the kingdom from his offspring. And he also told Jeroboam, a servant of Solomon, the servant who was supposed to receive the kingdom. He was from the tribe of Ephraim and was not happy with Solomon because of his idolatry and became his enemy. In 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 29. Just a little bit of history. And it came to pass at that time when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, that the prophet Ahijah, the Shilonite, found him in the way. And he had clad himself a new garment, and they too were alone in the field. And Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him and rent it in 12 pieces. And he says to Jeroboam, take thee 10 pieces. For this said the Lord, the God of Israel, behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon and give it and give 10 tribes to thee. Verse 36. And unto his son I will give one tribe, that David my servant may have a light always before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen me to put my name there. And I will take thee, and thou shalt reign according to all thy soul desireth, and shalt be king over Israel. So here we have Jeroboam, who was going to govern 10 out of the 12 tribes of Israel. And Rehoboam, who was going to govern only the tribe of Judah and about half of the tribe of Benjamin. I want you to notice the way God told Jeroboam that he was going to be king over Israel, and the phrase that I want you to pay attention is that thou shalt reign according to all thy soul desireth. He gave him a choice. God had already determined to split the kingdom and gave Jeroboam the liberty to govern according to all his soul's desireth. And when he governed, he did not follow God's commandments. His soul was not according to the heart of God. Now regarding Rehoboam, Solomon's son, a choice was given to him also, to govern for the people or for the ones in power, that is him and the princes of the kingdom. In 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 15, says that wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from the Lord, that he might perform his saying, which the Lord spake by Ahijah the Shilonite unto Jeroboam the son of Nebat. Now when people read things like this, for this cause was from the Lord, they might think that Rehoboam's destiny was already written. But God gave him two choices, and he decided for the wrong one. And it's only God who knows the heart of man. Rehoboam's decision caused a great grief to the people to the point that they went away. In 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 18, then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was over the tribute, and all Israel stoned him with stones that he died. The people was not happy with his decision. And then, hey, you have to pay tribute. So therefore, King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. What he did? Let's get out of here. They're going to kill me too. Verse 19. So Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. And it came to pass when all Israel heard that Jeroboam was come again, that they sent and called him unto the congregation and made him king over all Israel. There was none that followed the house of David, but the tribe of Judah only. So the prophecy was fulfilled. The kingdom split, and Jeroboam became king of Israel. The following verses relate that Rehoboam tried to reunite the kingdom again through battle, but God told him via his prophet not to war against his brethren. Now, 2 Chronicles 17 tells what happened to the northern kingdom of Israel. 2 Kings 17, verse 6. In the 9th year of Hosea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria and placed them in Helal and in Habor by the river of Gozan and in the cities of the Medes. For so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord, their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt, from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had fear other gods, and walked in the statutes of their heathen, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel, which they had made. Now verses 12 through 17 says that they served idols, and did not turn away from evil, nor kept God's commandments and statutes. They simply disobeyed God in everything. Verse 18, therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only. So now Judah walked not perfectly unto the sight of the Lord neither. But God had made a promise to Abraham, Jacob, and David. And through Judah, that promise was going to be fulfilled. Now Judah here refers to the people. And it's from Judah that the title of Jew came from, and by which Jews are identified. Now we know most of the scriptures is addressed to the Jews. Even in the epistles to the church, mainly addressed to converted Jews as well as to Gentiles. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. We're going to read a few verses there. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. So we can see who is all this address. And did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. There is talking about their looking into the future. Verse 5. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples. The word example is the Greek word tupos. You know what it means, right? That's a pattern that we should follow or not. In this case, we should not follow. To the intent that should not lust after evil things as they also lost it. Neither ye be idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now, all these things happen unto them for ensample, that's the same word, tupos, and they are written for our admonition, for a warning, for a calling to attention, for a mild rebuke, upon whom the ends of the worlds are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. So those tupos, those examples, are the ones we're not supposed to follow. These warnings reminds me of Romans chapter 15, verse 4, where it says that for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures may have hope. Now, this is Paul telling to converted Jews to forget about the past and to embrace Christ the way their fathers were supposed to embrace the Lord God. So most of the scripture, a lot of the scripture is addressed to Jews, but also addressed to other groups. One of the things we know from the class, and some of you will learn from the class, is that we need to get to whom correct, to learn to whom the scripture is addressed. 1 Corinthians 10:32 says, give none offense neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. We obviously are not Jews' descendants. Well, I'm going to talk personally. I consider myself before part of the group of the Gentiles. I don't think I have any degree of Jewish blood in my body. But now I am a born-again believer. I am part of the Church of God and member in particular of the body of Christ, as you all are as well. There has been too much talk about the Jews, to the point that no one knows who they really are. It's too obvious that the present inhabitants of Israel are not those original Jews of all times. But that problem existed even since Jesus' times. Just remember his conflicts with the scribes, Pharisees, and Sadducees. Precisely in John chapter 8. In verse 31, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So here we read that Jesus was talking to the Jews which believe on him. But look who is answering. Verse 33, John 8:33. They answer him, we be Abraham's seed. Here it means offspring. And we're never in bondage. to any man, how sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's offspring, but ye seek to kill me, because my words had no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answer and say unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus say unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. This is an interesting word. You would do. Abraham's works. The works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me. Verse 40. A man that had told you the truth, which I have heard of God, this did not Abraham. Abraham didn't try to kill anyone. Verse 41. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then say they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, God. Jesus saying to them, if God were your father, ye would love me, for I proceed forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. See? Everything has to be with to do or not to do. That is the question. He was a murderer from the beginning. See, which is here what Jerry shared. And abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convince me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore heed them not, because ye are not of God. Then answered the Jews and say unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? See, they were basically insulting Jesus. They were implying he was half-breed by considering him illegitimate, like when they said, we be not born of fornication. They despise him by rendering him infamous, as the next verse reflects, John chapter 8, verse 49. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? And the prophets are dead, whom makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you, but I know him, and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and was glad. Then said the youth unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus saying to them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. So the Jews never stopped trying to kill Jesus. These were the so-called Jews, because they were somehow the offspring of Abraham, their direct descendants. But that means nothing when they do not follow upon the steps of Abraham, but behave as the northern kingdom of Israel who departed from God, from God's commandments, statutes, covenants, and testimonies. Go to Romans chapter 2, verse 1. We're going to read a few verses there too. Romans chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whatsoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest dost the same thing. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth to repentance? The Jews were very good at judging Jesus. And sometimes people do that. So every time we have the opportunity to talk to people, and, you know, people, Hispanic people is very light, and the action of pointing fingers. I don't know if Americans do that, but Hispanics do that. So we tell people that when you point one finger out, there are three pointing at you. And there is the thumb blaming up to God. So who are you to do that? Now, repentance is exactly what Peter told the Jewish people after the day of Pentecost. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Then Peter saying to them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. This is the call, that went farther than being only a direct descendant of Abraham, reaching all the way to all the Gentiles. A call that had not a promise of a holy land or a territory, but a promise of everlasting life. Like Jesus says in John chapter 8, 51, Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. A promise of a spiritual way of life, not only here on earth, but up in heaven. Romans chapter 2, verse 7. We're going to read a few verses here too. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jews first, and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jews first, and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of person with God. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles, we have no law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, they mean, while accusing or else excusing one another. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel, behold, thou art called a Jew and rested in the law and makest the boast, thy boast of God, and knowest his will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which has the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. Thou therefore, which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou dost abhor idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou dost makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law, dishonorest thou God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. For circumcision verily profiteth, if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the Jew, is fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision does transgress the law? For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outwardly in the flesh, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. Paul was exposing the Jews the same way Jesus did. A Jew may be a direct descendant of Abraham, but that is a Jew by name only, one that does not please God. Now, a spiritual Jew is the one who pleases God, who is a doer regarding the law of Moses, and as Peter told them in Acts, one who repented and baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. But that has nothing to do with us. We are not direct descendant of Abraham. At least not me. I don't know about you. You might have some Jewish blood or lineage in your, you know, down the line up there. Our relationship with Abraham is through his believing that was considered unto him for righteousness, that reaches all the way unto us. But by the complete works of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we are saved by grace through Jesus Christ's blood. Well, you might think, Jose, what is all this about? You say you was going to teach about predestinated. Did you have seen a single word about it? Well, I tried to see, do a little summary of where the Jews came from, how they, all the things they did. They fought with Jesus, telling them, we are Abraham's seed. We are his children. You have a devil. But they were doing all of the opposite. The kingdom was rent out of the hands of Solomon from his son. And many people, I know that we are supposed to pray for God's people, the chosen people of Israel. But there's so much confusion in the world today with the people. They don't even know who the Jewish people are. Well, I just tried to clarify who they were and where they came from. They are called Jews because of Judah. But many of them don't even know who they are. Now, regarding the word predestinated, you say, Jose, why don't you just read that at the first, the beginning? We should be gone by now. Well, Merriam-Webster defined it as to foreordain to an earthly or eternal lot or destiny by divine decree or predetermined. This is technically saying that our destiny has been foreordained or predetermined by divine decree, which basically means you cannot do anything to change your lot in life because of a divine decree. And it doesn't matter what you do, you cannot change it. Well, we just hear a wonderful teaching by Mr. Jerry Brown about, hey, see what we have today. See what we got from God. Take it. It's available. Live as a king. But now Webster said that my destiny is already written. That it doesn't matter what I do, I cannot change it. Well, I don't really think that's what it means. The Hebrew word for predestinated is proorizo, which means to limit in advance, predetermined, determined before, ordained, to establish or order by appointment, decree, or law. Can you see any difference between these definitions? I do. I don't see any allusion to destiny in the Hebrew. It doesn't say to me that my destiny has been predetermined by divine decree. The Hebrew word tells me that God established limits beforehand, that he determined before that we were going to believe to be his children by seed, that he established an order by decree or law that we were going to be part of his family, and that when he chose us before the foundation of the world, appointed us to be saints, holy, and without blame before him in agape. God knew that we were going to believe when we were given the choice to believe in his son. So we believe. God's will for all men is for them to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. And for that reason, he gave all men a measure of pistis, believing. But he also know that given the choice, many will refuse. But a choice is always given. Beginning from Abraham, when God called him, he chose to follow God. The same happened with Jacob and Joseph and Moses and David and Solomon. God gave us free will, and it is our choice to be hearers only or doers of his word. Remember what Jesus told the Jews? You do the deeds of your father. Proriso is used 5 times in the epistles and 2 times in the book of Acts. Let's see what else God predestinated for us. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinated, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, then he also glorified. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in demonstrations of the Spirit and of power, that your faith, your pistis, should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we seek wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained. This is the word proriso, predetermined. God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5. Having predestinated unto us the blessing as children, not adoption, by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein we had made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace, wherein he had abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensations of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of God. When we believe, we are sealed with Holy Spirit. We only have a token of what is to come. Just a little bit That should be enough to, like Jerry said, live a life as a king, to reign in light. Let's not be wary. Let's keep speaking in tongues and operating in the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Keep walking in agape, the most excellent way, as 1 Corinthians 13 says. And as sometimes we describe it, the Christian believer code of conduct. And be a doer, not just a hearer. Now I want to close with a wonderful example of the apostles when they reflect what 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 1 through 8 says. After they were thrown in jail by the Jews for speaking the truth just like Jesus did, and after Annas, the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, gathered together at Jerusalem to question them, to command and to threaten them not to speak at all. Imagine that. Don't speak at all. And don't even mention the name of Jesus. Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. That's what we have to do. That's what God's predestinated us. To be conformed to the image of His Son and speak the wisdom of God. He predestinated us unto the blessing as His children by Christ Jesus and to the praise of His glory, the glory of His grace. Acts chapter 4 verse 28 says, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determine before to be done. This is the word proriso to time, determine and before. What is that the apostles wanted to do? Whatsoever thy hand, thy counsel determine before to be done. And now, Lord, their threatenings, hear their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they might speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. We are not the offspring of Abraham, but by his believing that was counted unto him for righteousness, through the times and by Jesus Christ's words and his shed blood, we are saved. And we probably more related to Abraham than the so-called Jews by name that went astray. To be predestinated doesn't mean that your destiny is already written. It means that God had called you to be his sons and daughters by Christ Jesus. God gave all men a measure of faith, and we always have a choice to make. You have to decide what to do with that believing, with that pistis. Many have believed, but have chosen wrongly in life. The renewed mind is the key to power. And agape is the only way to walk a holy and blameless walk before our Heavenly Father, unto the praise of His glory. We were predestinated also to do whatsoever His counsel determined before to be done. So, let's follow up on Jerry's suggestion. Let's claim that what is available to reign in life, to have the more than abundant life. And let us all be doers of the word of God.